The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the other disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to the women, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I became a homeowner for the first time a couple years ago, and after trying to decide what type of house I needed, what type of house I wanted, and what type of house I could afford, I settled on a cute little ranch-style house here in Soldotna. Now, I signed all of the paperwork and all of the pages and pages of contracts and clauses and expectations that I clearly read word for word. Then was handed a single key on a paper clip, and off I went. So official. Now, I was able to pretty quickly move from my rental into my new house, thanks to several friends with pickup trucks, because I'm still of the age where pizza and beer can get your friends to do a lot of things for you. I went to work unpacking the boxes and putting together furniture and making sense of the chaos and this wild thing of owning my first home. In fact, it probably took me a solid month before I stopped walking around saying, "Holy crap, I bought a house." But about a week into being a homeowner, I was taking a shower one morning and thinking to myself, I should really make a list of emergency numbers, you know, like an electrician, a plumber, like if something happens, who am I going to call? Now, as an anxious person, there are a lot of things that I can say about being anxious, but emergency preparedness is definitely a strength. And it was at this precise moment, as I was mapping out who I would call in an emergency, that I felt my shower start to shift and move under my feet. I was living the Carole King song as my world began to move around me. Now, my first thought was, "I bought a lemon. This house is cursed. It's falling apart. I'm going to go through the floor and into the crawl space. It's over." And as the shower continued to rock and sway with me attempting to cling to something, both physically and metaphorically, it finally clicked that this was not the house's fault, but something far greater. Did I mention I moved into my house in November of 2018? Yeah, you know why that shower was moving. So the earth shaking and quaking under my feet and the sky tumbling down was not because I had made a lemon purchase of my first home, but because the earth was literally shaking and quaking and radiating out from Point McKenzie, just 10 miles north of Anchorage. I stepped out of my shower, not quite sure what I had experienced, only to then listen as the roar slowly built louder and louder, felt it shake the house again, and then roar off to the other direction. This was my first time knowingly experiencing an earthquake, and I experienced it in the shower. Now, many of us have heard the Easter story before, even if we've never stepped foot into a church building. We have heard about Jesus rising from the dead, and we have this image of sunshine and birds chirping, right? Flowers blooming and maybe sparkly graphics just floating all around us. But I tell you this story of my first earthquake to orient you to a bit of what Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, all of the Marys, were feeling as they received this resurrection message. Now, sometimes things like Easter and Christmas can lose their mystery, their power, their intrigue, because we've heard those stories over and over again. We know how the story goes, and we can get the warm and fuzzies and then move on with our day to eat copious amounts of candy and ham. But in this short story from Matthew's version of the Easter morning, has both the angel of the Lord and Jesus himself telling the women, "Do not be afraid." Now, Matthew's version of this Easter morning is the only of our four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that has earthquake activity. Do not be afraid. This story, this message of Jesus' brutal death after being tried before a jury of his peers, who demanded that this famous criminal be set free rather than Jesus, only to be placed inside of a rock cave, a tomb, with a giant stone put in the front of it, not for some poetic message, right? But because the rock kept the scavengers, both human and animal, from feasting on the carcass of a body. But then, in their absolute shock and grief and confusion and loss, Mary and Mary were going to the tomb and thinking their contingency plan of what to do next, right? Their friend had been killed on the cross. So what's next? Who do we need to call? What do we need to do? We need to anoint his body. We need to take care of things, right? Who is on our list? What were they going to do without their friend as they try to make sense of the world and the earth shook beneath their feet? Now, if you've spent 5 minutes with me, you know that I will preach 100 sermons on the women being the first at the tomb, because it was the women who were first at the tomb, the women who were told to come and see Jesus and then go and tell everyone else to go and proclaim what they had seen, go and preach the story of Jesus' resurrection. So, you know, lady pastor here is going to make sure you know that it was the women who were there first. But I try to mix it up from year to year, and I can't only preach that sermon on Easter, but that's just my little line. But this year, hearing the words, "Do not be afraid," feels pretty pertinent. We are hopefully through the worst of COVID-19, but we're still living in a weird blended time that's unknown of what do we keep from what we did 3 years ago, and what do we create new, and what do we use as a combination of those two time periods. What are we supposed to do with all these changes that we've experienced? We continue to see heartache and division in our nation, in our world, and quite frankly, within our own homes. We continue to experience our own grief at the death of friends, of repeat diagnoses, of bodies that don't do what we want them to do, of anxiety and mental health challenges that do more than just prepare us for emergencies. But these things may not always make us feel alive and resurrected and celebratory like we might on Easter morning, where we are surrounded by people, some that we love and that we have good food in our bellies and candy on the way. The true Easter message isn't about the bunnies and eggs and candy, but the ongoing promises from Jesus Christ. When he looks into our eyes, when we are terrified from the earth quaking all around us, and he says, "Do not be afraid." He sees us where we are and reassures us that no matter what comes to pass, that there is nothing too big or too scary for him to care about for us. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of what continues to surround you in cold, dark tombs, but come and see all that has happened. Come and see what God has done. Come and see what this bizarre and delightful resurrection message might mean for us. Come and see that in spite of all the other crap in your life and in the world, Jesus still comes to you and says, "It's okay. Do not be afraid. I got you." And while the first preachers of the resurrection were the women, the Marys, each one of us gets to proclaim this story for our own lives. When everything around us seems to be quaking and shaking, when it feels disorienting, or when we think life itself is a lemon, we can repeat to ourselves what Jesus first said on Easter morning. Do not be afraid. Jesus' first words in resurrection were, "Do not be afraid. I'm here with you." Christ is risen. Alleluia. Risen indeed. Alleluia. Thanks be to God.